every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard to another weekend edition of Sports Overnight America. I am Marty Terrell. Thank you for taking time out of your busy life to tune in here as we talk the world of sports and a whole lot more here across the country and around the globe. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, TuneIn Pro, Simple Radio. You can get us at sportsbyline.com as well. And American Forces Radio Network around the globe. And away we go. How about this weekend, huh? It started Thursday night. I mean, for the Giants to do what they did, the New York Football Giants, 34-17 over the Eagles, and yeah, Cam Scataboo. We saw him last December 5th in the Dr. Pepper Big 12 football championship between Arizona State and Scataboo and an overmatched Iowa State Cyclone team, and it was bloody. It's one of those games where you really wanted to leave at halftime because you just knew what was going to happen, what had already happened. But this kid slipped to the fourth round, and I'm telling you, I said it on draft day, and I don't know if I said it on these airwaves, probably not. My best takes are always the ones I think I made. But anyways, I just knew this guy would be a great pro. I really did. He's what? He's probably 5'9", 5'10", probably 235. He is just a bowling ball. He is an absolute bowling ball, and you saw it last night. You get him inside the red zone and down inside the five, forget it. He's getting into the end zone. He bounces off people. He's extremely quick, tough as nails, and good job out of him. And Ole Miss, you know, this was going to be the year, right, where any quarterback, pro or college, you know, is going to be Arch Manning in the college ranks. And, you know, we saw, you know, Lamar Jackson coming off a big year and, you know, McCarthy in Minnesota and, you know, Rodgers in Pittsburgh and Drake May in New England. These were all things that we were, you know, getting a little amped up for. And it turns out Jackson Dart in three starts, you know, his win at home and then the loss, of course, in New Orleans. But then they come back on Thursday night and just an unbelievable performance. So we got that, and we got the baseball playoffs on Friday night with Seattle hosting Detroit, elimination game, Saturday night elimination game in in Milwaukee at American Family Insurance Stadium. The Brew Crew and the Cubs with the winner moving on. We're coming back. Little Lola Young, a little messy to take us to break on the weekend edition, Sports Overnight.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All right, weekend edition here. It is Sports Overnight America along with Brady Peck. Well, come on, Bailey Peck, get with it. I got Tom Brady on the brain. It's a weekend edition, yeah. And before we get to the baseball and elimination games, huh? And I'm so glad we got one on Friday night, the other one Saturday night, you know, and that's going to clear the deck. We're going to get set up. But I just want to say this about the New York Giants, 2-4 with Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, their two rookies, outstanding on Thursday night. So they had Philadelphia, got the win. Now, don't forget, Dart beat the Chargers back on September 28th in his career debut. And that's when they just finally gave up on Russell Wilson. And they're trying to trade Wilson. There doesn't seem to be many takers. Lost at New Orleans, beat Philly. They go to Denver next week. And then they've got at Philly, San Francisco at home, at Chicago, Green Bay, at Detroit, at New England. So, to our friends in the metropolitan tri-state area and Giant, New York Giant football fans everywhere, enjoy it because it's still going to be a 5 or 6 win season. At most, 6. I'll give them 6-11 right now. How about that? All right, more NFL. We'll look at ahead. Now, a good break for the Giants, though, is Denver goes over to London this week, so we'll see them at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time, Sunday morning. They're going to take on the Jets over at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, a EPL venue for Tottenham. So that'll be interesting to see Denver come back to the States and get ready for the Giants, who will be kind of licking their chops. And they got a little bit of a strut right now because that was – I won't say shocking last night, but you know, you could just see it slowly building. They got the 7-0 lead, and you're thinking, wait a second here. And all of a sudden, and then, you know, you thought maybe Philadelphia with – there was still 9 minutes, 8 minutes and change to go. And they had a nice completion to Goedert, the big tight end. And then the very next play, you had a fumble. And recovered by the Giants, and that was lights out, right? No question. All right, so let's get to the baseball here. Friday and Saturday, we'll do that in this opening segment. Then we'll get to the NFL, and then we'll dip into, of course, the college ranks as well. We will definitely dip into the college ranks because this week is solid, and I you know, we're coming off a it'll be tough to match last weekend, last Saturday was nuts. We had upsets you couldn't even, and even the week before, it was just, it was hard to get your head around it. All right, so let's start with Seattle Friday night against Detroit. You're asking the Mariners to beat Tarek Skubal twice in a short five-game series. That's what you're asking them to do right now. Now, this is arguably the best pitcher in baseball. He's going to win another Cy Young. He will strike out a lot of guys tonight in that lineup, and we'll get to that in a moment. But they've beaten him once, but you're asking again. It's tough to beat him once. Now you're asking to beat him twice. Very, very difficult. And he's from that area, the Northern California, upper West Coast, if you will. So it's not who I like. It's just I think this is going to be a great matchup. I would look for a low scoring game tonight, and I just think George Kirby of Seattle has to be good too. And he too, you know, he's from Rye, New York. He grew up probably a Yankee or a Met fan, I would assume. Went to Elon College in North Carolina. Young, 27, but Skubal's only 28. So it's not like these are veteran guys trotted out there. But it's going to be great. And that Seattle crowd will be leather-lunged. Make no mistake. You will know that they are playing in Seattle because this is a baseball city, Seattle, that is starved right now. They haven't seen the ALCS since the big unit, Randy Johnson, back in 2001. So it's been that long. I mean, we're talking Jay Buhner. We're talking, I don't think A-Rod was around in 2001. He might have been. No, I don't think he was. But anyways, I digress. You know, Seattle's got the home field, but I am just worried about beating Skubal. And Detroit, you know, Detroit's got some, they've got some punch in that lineup. You know, Torkelson's had a good series so far. Carpenter and Torres up front. Baez, you know, it's interesting. When I think of Javi Baez, I go way back in my Red Sox lineage to Butch Hobson, who once hit 43 home runs as the nine hitter. Was it 43 or was it 35 or something? It was a lot. Butch Hobson hit a bunch of home runs as the number nine hitter. Struck out a lot, too. But Meadows, Dingler, McKinstry, and Keith before him, I mean, these lineups are pretty even. But I'll tell you, there's a great story today about Julio Rodriguez. And this is a great player. Now, of course, he got really lost this year in terms of publicity because of Raleigh. I mean, Cal Raleigh, a catcher, switch hitter, 60 dingers, got a lot of attention. You know, in the East Coast, you knew about it, but you didn't pay much attention to it because you didn't see a lot of it because of the time, you know, the 3-hour time difference. But Rodriguez had a great year, and he started out slow. Both of them did, but Rodriguez in particular, and he did something smart because right before the All-Star break, the Mariners went into the Bronx against the Yankees and got swept. And you know, the skipper, Dan Wilson, and you're saying to yourself, you know what, you know, Seattle was chasing. Don't forget, they got red hot and won the division. But what happened was after that series in New York, they had a series in Detroit right prior to the All-Star break. And Rodriguez announced, hey, I'm glad the players voted me as an extra on the All-Star team, American League, but I'm going to decline. I'm going to pass. I'm out. I'm not going to do it. I'm tired. I want to rest. I kind of want to hit the reset button. And he came out of the All-Star break ablaze. And he had a great second half of the season. And his skipper and the bench boss, Dan Wilson, said that was the turnaround. He threw this team along with Raleigh on his back. And he's great, great outfielder. He covers a ton of territory. He gets the balls other guys don't. He seals the gaps, the left center field gap, the right center field gap. That's what center fielders do. He's good going back. He's good coming in. He's a great outfielder. He's a great outfielder. Something tells me Rodriguez is going to figure prominently in that game tonight, Friday night. He's going to figure prominently. And if Detroit gets a lead, it's going to be interesting. Now, that Detroit bullpen, and both bullpens, quite frankly, have been tattered. So they're really hoping to get, you know, the Tigers are hoping, almost expecting at least six, possibly seven innings out of Skubal. So that means 21 outs. And I think the Mariners would sign right now for six innings out of George Kirby. But this game looks like it's going to be a lot of donuts up on the board, a lot of zeros, and we get to the middle and late innings. It's kind of like what we saw the other night in L.A. and or you know, the clincher. I mean, that was heartbreaking to watch the way Philadelphia lost with a comebacker to the mound. The last guy, there's nine defenders out there, and the only guy that's probably relaxed thinking, I don't have to worry about fielding anything, is the pitcher, and sure enough, a comebacker to the mound, and you saw what happened. Error and a walk-off. 2-1 Dodgers, game, set, match, series over. 11 innings. We'll catch you in the National League Championship Series once we find out the winner of Milwaukee and Chicago. All right, we've got that out of the way. Seattle, home field. You got to beat Skubal twice in a series. Good luck with that. Might as well flip a coin, and we will come back. And when we do, we will look at Chicago, Milwaukee. We'll look to the NFL. We'll get a lot of football before the top of the hour right here on Sports Overnight America. We're coming back here, and feel free to stay with us all weekend long. We got great sports programming here on Sports Byline.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of the football coming up here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition across the country and around the globe. Shout out to WGHC, of course, or GCH, rather, in Greenwich, Connecticut. Our folks in Youngstown, Ohio. On the weekends, Marshalltown, Iowa. KFJB. And all our affiliates, our terrestrials, and also our iHeart friends, tune in. Simple Radio, Tune In Pro, and obviously CRN, where we hit a lot of homes, millions in the Southern California area, San Diego, L.A., and across the way. So there you go. All right. So, a lot of football coming up. We'll get to that. We'll do the whole NFL preview, and we'll look at the college games on Saturday as well. So Milwaukee hosting the Cubs. Now, who here, raise your hand if you thought, 2-0 down after, and granted, played at Milwaukee, getting absolutely drilled by the Brewers. Who saw the Cubs coming back to Wrigley over the last couple nights and posting 2 victories, including a 6-0 shutout Thursday night? Wow. You're talking about momentum. And in a 7-game series, most definitely in a 5-game series, the mojo. And look at, you want to talk about a heated rivalry. You know, this idea that the Cubs and the Cardinals are one of the great rivalries in baseball and sports, that ship has sailed. I mean, St. Louis isn't any good these days. Now, there's been times when the Cubs weren't that great either. I mean, they fired managers. They, you know, made some crazy trades. They did finally get the monkey off their back, the gorilla-sized monkey, 9 years ago, 2016, winning their World Series and doing so in Cleveland against the then Indians, now Guardians. But right now, Milwaukee's good. The Cubs are good. There's your rivalry. That's a bus trip, folks. Okay, so you know on Friday night before a Saturday game, Cub fans, and, you know, Milwaukee's being a little petty too, because if you got an Illinois driver's license and if you got an Illinois credit card, they run your address and they don't want to sell you tickets, which is so stupid. You know, the baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, should step in and say, you know what, enough of this stupid stuff. This is like high school stuff. You know, if the Brewers fans aren't smart enough to buy the tickets in their own backyard ahead of time and letting the Cub fans come in, you know, it to block them is stupid. But anyways, I digress. Let's stay at the task at hand, and that's the game. Lineups to be determined. I don't know that the starters have been announced, but I do feel like the momentum right now is with the Chicago Cubs. And what would we all think about a Cubs-Dodgers National League Championship Series? Oh, yeah. Think about that. And I think we had one before back in the day, didn't we? Certainly had a playoff series. Because I remember Carlos Zambrano had a meltdown in one of those playoff games, as I recall. Day game. Anyhow, Cubs, you know, the Cubs have got some bats right now. And they've had bats all season long. Now, Milwaukee just fell just, you know, a skosh shy of 100 victories this year, 97-65, and they're real tough at home, 52-29 at American Family Insurance. And they, unless you really, really squelch their bats, you know, they get close to 10 hits, they're winning the game. Chicago had a great year. They're over 500 on the road. And here's the thing you got to remember. Chicago hits home runs. Third in the majors, 223 team home runs this year. And the Cubs actually played 17 times. Cubs and Brewers 17 times this year, and the Cubbies got them nine wins over eight, 9-8. We shall see. Kyle Tucker's been great for the Cubbies. Happ, you know, is obviously a great, great ball player. Jackson Churio has been great. Hamstring bugging him, but it hasn't slowed him down. You know, I see it just being one of those games where, you know, whoever jumps out early is going to be tough to beat. I really believe that. But Milwaukee will tell you that, you know, they feel really good about their chances. Now, they're coming off a game last night, Thursday night, and score a run. I mean, you can fall out of the dugout and score a run in Wrigley Field, right? They didn't score a run. Whitewash, 6-0. Let's get to that box score real quick. Let's get to that box score. How many hits did they get? Milwaukee had 3 hits. Oh, my Lord. Boyd started. He went 4 2/3. Palencia got the win, and then they went to the bullpen. They went Palencia, Pomerantz, Keller, and Thielbar. They got 3 hits. I mean, they allowed 3 hits. Chicago had, obviously, Horner had a huge night, 3-for-5. Tucker, the DH, 2-for-3. They had the 3 home runs. This is what they do. Bush, didn't he lead the game off with a home run? Then Tucker, and then Ian Happ. And PCA, Peter Crow Armstrong, and Dansby Swanson and Shaw at the that bottom third of the lineup is dangerous, too. I like the Cubs. I do. Saturday night, 8:08 Eastern time, locked and loaded. And then we get the Cubs and Dodgers in the National League Championship Series, and the winner of that series obviously moves on to the World Series, opposite either Seattle or Detroit, which will be determined tonight, Friday night. That's where we are with baseball right now. So let's just say, you know, our final four is, I said Seattle-Detroit. I meant to say Toronto and the winner of Seattle and Detroit. Someone just texted me real quick and said, give your head a shake. Wake up. Yeah, I quickly forget the Blue Jays. And there's a team right now, despite a few key players being hurt, I think you have to look at them as maybe the favorite to win the whole thing. But look at, see, Milwaukee, a 97-win team. Home field Saturday night, and you don't feel confident. You just don't. And how about this? Brewer fans, to add insult to injury, they look in the visitor's dugout, and there's their old manager, Craig Counsell. And he gets a lot of vitriol aimed at him, which is great. That's, yeah, that's what sports is all about. But you got to remember, Chicago and Wisconsin, Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay. You got the Bears and the Packers. That's a great rivalry. And now you got the Brewers and Cubs. You know, and I hear the Cardinal fans say, well, you know, it's not really a rivalry. No, it's a rivalry. Those Cub fans will be there tonight, Friday night. There will be motorhomes. There will be tailgating tomorrow. You know, Wisconsin football is big there, but they're not very good. They play Iowa, and the game starts at 6 or 6:30 in the Midwest, Central Time Zone, and they'll watch a half an hour of that just to prime themselves for the baseball game. Cubs-Brewers is huge tomorrow, not only in Chicago, not only in Milwaukee, but the upper Midwest. They'll be into it. Trust me. They'll be into it. All right. Let's get to, I teased the college football. Why don't I mix the college and the pro football together and just stay on a baseball front here momentarily to just address a couple things. I mean, a lot of rumors swirling in New York about Aaron Boone. I don't think the Yankees are going to move quickly on this. They don't have to. They'll wait till after the World Series. I think this is going to be the result of, you know, Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, Steve Swindoll, Aaron Boone, his representatives getting together and coming to an understanding. Do we break this up? Do we call it good? You know, do we get the amicable divorce and you go your way and we'll go ours? You know, they're not going to hire Don Mattingly, but they're, you know, I mean, Bruce Bochy's out there. He's long in the tooth. You know, don't forget, the Twins are looking for a skipper. The Orioles are looking for a permanent skipper. There's, I don't know, there's 5 or 6 jobs open. Colorado's looking for a manager. And we'll see about the Yankee job. I mean, if the Yankee job opens up, there's going to be some big names floated in there. But if you really think about it, how many of the big names are going to want to, if they're not tied up already, are going to want to even entertain that? You know, I mean, Cora's not going anywhere. He'd never jump from Boston to New York, and it's just not going to happen. And don't look now, he might be one of the, if not the best manager in baseball. He is right there. And the Red Sox are close. They are close. But that fan base is a little antsy, too, because you got Bregman, who's a free agent. Did you see where, who else? A couple of other guys. Bregman, for sure. And then, you know, Chapman, they re-upped and extended him. He had an unbelievable year in the Red Sox bullpen. They hope he can duplicate it. And then Bellinger today, he opted out of his Yankee deal, $25 million a year. He opted out, and he's going to get $30, $35 million plus per season. Think about that. But the Yankee situation is going to start with how they evaluate Aaron Boone. And that could go either way. Anybody that says they know doesn't, unless it's Hal Steinbrenner, Cashman, or Boone himself. Something tells me they might finally say, you know what, this is a good time to cut the cord. So we shall see. All right, we're coming back here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. We're going to do college and pro football together. Take you to the top of the hour. Don't go away. Coming right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, our college and NFL focus and preview, and we are happy to bring on and welcome the great folks on KMRI, Salt Lake City, SLC, Salt Lake City Sports Radio. What's going on in Salt Lake? You got the Mammoth, the hockey team, NHL, underway. They're in Nashville Saturday night. You've got the Jazz. Struggle as they might. They still have a AAA baseball team out there, the Salt Lake City Buzz. But they have Dino Costa on KMRI, SLCSportsRadio.com. And they do carry Sports Overnight America, and they carry Rick Tittle. They carry most of our programming. They're non-local offerings out in Salt Lake. You know, we were out there last November, I want to say, for Utah-Iowa State. And the hotel, I want to call it the Great American Hotel. The place was just immaculate. I was stunned. I mean, we flew in via Delta. Of course, Delta's a Salt Lake City hub. And, you know, we got there. And, you know, Salt Lake City mistakenly and erroneously has been given a reputation as, well, it's kind of we had a great time. We had great food. I mean, we had incredible food. Like I said, the hotel was amazing. The people were awesome. And, you know, like I said, we walked downtown and Salt Lake City, you know, is Salt Lake is not exactly a thriving metropolis, but on a Saturday, I mean, again, it's November, early November, and the place was jumping. Of course, the Utes had a home game against Iowa State, and it was a highly anticipated game. So a good place. And so we love having the affiliation there in Salt Lake. And so we appreciate Dino and the folks there at SLCSportsRadio.com. All right, Utah is going to host Arizona State. Sun Devils back in the top 25 at 21. That game will come up 10:15 Eastern time, 7:15. That game is in Salt Lake. Arizona State and Utah. And then BYU, a couple hours earlier, they'll be on the road in Tucson. 18th-ranked Cougars will be up against Arizona. And these are, of course, Big 12 games. Iowa State will be up in Boulder against Colorado. And the upset alert, Iowa State laid an egg last Saturday, folks. You know, Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, our college football insider, was quick to remind me how I have kind of overrated Iowa State. They need to right the ship in a big-time way. That is a very tricky spot in Boulder, so we shall see. That game will come up. That's a 2:30 start. You know, the team right now nationally, top 10, that's not getting much attention at all is Texas Tech. They host Kansas. They should have no problem. Game in Lubbock should have no problem, but that team 5-0, ranked 9th in the country, and they got it going right now. They look like they're on a nice path towards the Big 12 championship game. And with that loss Saturday, Iowa State's only hope of any kind of a playoff, just like last year. I mean, Arizona State won the Big 12 championship, blowing out the Cyclones, and damn near beat Texas and almost made the Final Four. So, and oh, by the way, Cam Scataboo, you saw him Thursday night for the Giants. He was at the epicenter of that rollicking run by the Sun Devils last year. Here are the key games, though, around the country. You have to go to LSU, South Carolina. LSU with the loss a couple of weeks ago, getting beat by Ole Miss. They need to bounce back in a big-time way, 7:45 Eastern time. At Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. That ought to be a good one. Texas Tech, Kansas, we told you about this. How about Auburn hosting Georgia? And Auburn, look at the record, folks. I mean, this is 3-2, but they've been horrible in the SEC. Georgia comes in 4-1, ranked 10th in the country. And this is a huge spot. This looks like a little bit of a trap game. If the Bulldogs aren't careful, they might get picked off by Auburn. I would not be surprised, the least bit surprised at that. Southern Cal and Michigan, that's going to be a 7:30 East. Michigan venturing into Los Angeles against USC. You know, Coach Riley's just got a very, he's got a talented group of guys, but they're just susceptible. You get the idea that Lincoln Riley's kids just, I don't know. It's when they venture east, you got the time change. They're playing in the shadow. I mean, man, they have a good weekend. What does UCLA do? UCLA pulls off the biggest upset we've seen in college football in 20 years. And UCLA at 1-4 kind of garnered all the headlines in the Big Ten with that victory. No mistake about that. Texas A&M in Florida. Now, you look at Florida and Coach Napier and Lagway, the quarterback, and you say, look, they just got finished polishing off Texas and Arch Manning a week ago. Are they going to let down and they're going into College Station? You got a top five team. I don't think it'll be a question of letdown. I just think Texas A&M is the better team. But Florida will answer, I think, a question here. Florida will answer a question here. Was their slow start the result of Lagway still being dinged up and playing hurt and just not being... just not up to snuff, let's put it that way. I think it's a combination of both. But I think Florida's dangerous in this spot because you know they got the mojo. You know they're feeling better about themselves. This will be an interesting game to keep an eye on with the Gators and the Aggies, and that game comes up at 7 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow night. Let me check the TV on that. I'm going to say ESPN ABC. Let's see. ESPN. Kyle Field. ESPN will have that. Florida, Texas A&M. I think, you know, non-baseball fans, there'll be a lot of eyeballs on that game. Iowa, Wisconsin, we told you about that. That's an also-ran game of the Big Ten. Tennessee, Arkansas. And Arkansas, of course, Bobby Petrino. Pittman gets fired a couple of weeks ago. Notre Dame goes in there and absolutely waxes the Razorbacks, and that led to Pittman's ouster. Tennessee obviously has got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder with the loss at home to Georgia. They gave it away. All eyes on it. Indiana, Oregon. That's the game of the week, folks, right? In the Big Ten. That's gotta be a CBS game, right? Indeed. CBS, 3:30 Eastern time at Eugene, 7th ranked Indiana, number 3, the Oregon Ducks. Oregon's better than a touchdown favorite. Penn State looks to rebound. They will. They're hosting Northwestern. Notre Dame, North Carolina State. Notre Dame has found themselves. NC State. You know, listen, this is an ACC team venturing into a spot where Notre Dame just is, you know, that 0-2 start got their attention, without a doubt. A&M, Miami of Florida, those stung. And so Notre Dame's not going to get caught napping. They're not going to get caught. They're hungry. Chip on their shoulder. Notre Dame and no problem there. Told you about Colorado, Iowa State. Iowa State fell precipitously in the polls. 8 spots off the 38-30 loss at Cincinnati. Cyclones and Buffaloes. Deion's had a rough week, folks. He's had multiple, at least 2 or 3 blood clots dissolved. Had to take off his shoes last week walking the sidelines. He's had a couple of toes amputated. He's had the cancer battle. He's just got some real issues. Diabetic, and Deion's in rough shape. But you got to give him credit. Tough as nails. He'll be on the sideline in Boulder on Saturday. TCU, Kansas State. You got to bring this game up. Boy, has there been a crazier team than Kansas State? It all started back in August, late August, in Dublin, lose to Iowa State. You know, just not a good performance. And it's just been a season that's, you know, kind of gotten away from Coach Klieman and the Wildcats. And here they are hosting TCU. I would not be the least bit surprised if Kansas State pops off the map here a little bit. The mat, rather. I wouldn't be surprised at all. 3:30 East in Manhattan, Little Manhattan. That game will come up on Fox. So obviously we're going to get a good look at TCU. Oklahoma, Texas really gets the day started, does it not? I mean, yeah, there's some 12 noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central times, but this one, 3:30 Eastern, Oklahoma and Texas in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. And this one pops up on ABC. Arch Manning, I mean, he got humiliated last week. It's been a rough go. He's hearing it. He's getting, you know, over a million, couple million dollars in name, image, likeness. You know, will he come back? How about can he, you know, find his footing, find his rhythm as a college football quarterback? We shall see. Basically a toss-up game of the Cotton Bowl, really a bellwether game for Texas. It's a must-win. It's a must-win. You know, we suggested this could be a three, possibly a four-loss team. Well, guess what? If they lose on Saturday, four losses is not even remotely a stretch. Georgia Tech, you know, this is a team. It doesn't matter how well they play. Here's Georgia Tech ranked 13th in the country, undefeated at 5-0. Now, they're playing Vatech, so we're not going to get too wound up over that. But this is a team that nobody wants to play. And we'll see. They're knocking on the door of the 12-team playoff. And that ACC title game up in Charlotte will certainly be interesting. Ole Miss, Washington State. That's one where, you know, you could probably watch for the first 25 minutes. Ole Miss will run rampant. Alabama and Missouri is probably the way the college football diehards will start their Saturday. The game is in Mizzou. 5-0, Eli Drinkowitz, you know, the nutty professor. ABC serves it up. The SEC matchup between Alabama and Mizzou in Columbia. Is there an upset brewing there? Quite possibly. So that's where we are with college football right now. You know, big thumbs up for Alabama. You know, they survived that, you know, that loss early on in the season. I think they're the best team in the country. I think they're, you know, in terms of one-loss teams, one loss does not a season make. I just think Alabama, Ty Simpson looks good, and I do think Coach DeBoer will get that team really hitting their stride. They just have so many athletes. It's not what you do in September and even in this month of October. It's what you do in November and December, November in particular. These next 4 or 5 weeks, I think you're going to see Alabama rise to a top five spot in the country. Could Oregon get picked off this week? You bet they could. You know, is Ohio State, wake me up when Ohio State plays. They're playing Illinois. I barely mentioned it. Wake me up when Ohio State plays somebody. Okay, that win over Texas in week one looks like what? Not much. But there again, I can explain that away. Both those teams, any team that plays that first weekend in August, there's special teams are important. You know, guys are coming out of, they're playing their first game against real competition, and it's a marquee game. So, yeah, sometimes all you got to do is just win, baby, just win. You're not going to get any style points in August. You just aren't. We're coming back. I'll give you some quick thoughts on the NFL. We got a lot to get to still. And we'll try to cram it into the 2-minute warning here. On Sports Overnight America, don't go away.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, little NFL football focus. It'll all start Sunday morning at 9:30 Eastern time. Denver and the Jets at Tottenham Hotspur. Give me the Colts and Arizona. Daniel Jones, Jonathan Taylor. That team is, I tell you what, Coach Steichen, he's doing a hell of a job there. Only loss was, L.A. against the Chargers, and now they got the Rams. Now they got the Chargers next week, so they want to take care of business. They're back in L.A. Next Sunday. Patriots, don't let down. They go to New Orleans. They should have an easy time. Pats, if they win it, go to 4-2. That Monday night Buffalo game, or Sunday night Buffalo game. Was it Monday night or Sunday night? It was a night game. Pats and Coach Vrabel and Drake May looking outstanding. Cleveland, Pittsburgh. I see Shedeur Sanders now the backup quarterback in Cleveland. Seattle, Jacksonville. That's a big one at Everbank Stadium in Jacksonville. Jags with a big win. They beat Kansas City. That was the Sunday night game. Or was that the Monday night game? I don't know. I got to get it together here. Let's go. Jacksonville, Seattle ought to be a good one. Seahawks look primed for the upset there. Rams, Baltimore. No Lamar Jackson. Cooper Rush at quarterback for the Ravens. Cincinnati at Green Bay. We told you Joe Flacco gets the start there. San Fran and Tampa. Mac Jones is even questionable. And then Detroit and Kansas City on NBC Sunday night. And then we got a double dip on Monday night. Buffalo at Atlanta early, and an hour later, Chicago at Washington. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Good job out of you, Bailey Peck. Adios here on Sports Overnight America.